Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And yes, I'm still getting croupy here. Still got the pollen happening. I'm not liking it much. But hey, joining me now for the first time since SHOT Show, I guess it is. I'm not sure. If I'm wrong, he'll tell me. He is the professor at the Student of the Gun, an original Student of the Gun himself. And his name is Paul Markle. Good evening, sir.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm okay. Still battling the pollen here. We had we've had two nights in a week where we've had like microbursts happen, throwing stuff and rain and lightning and everything else, and still the pollen won't let up at all. So,
do you do one a day Zyrtec?
No. I didn't even know that was a thing. What does it do? Yep. Well, see, I take Lasix for my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could take Zyrtec. I'll have to check with my physician.
You should, because I'm right there with you, brother. I used to live in Biloxi, Mississippi, which is right in the middle of allergy hell.
Yeah,
and it turned my life around.
I will look into that.
It doesn't make you sleepy. This isn't an advertisement for that, but it doesn't make you sleepy. Unlike most antihistamines, which do.
And this is called what? What kind of Zyrtec?
Zyrtec.
Zyrtec. What kind of Zyrtec?
Zyrtec.
Just taking that once a day? You take that once a day during the during the season?
I take it at night before I go to bed, and I'm good to go.
I will have to look into that. Hopefully nobody knew about this and there wasn't a run on it. Is it anywhere near the Purell? Is it anywhere near the Purell?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that the flu sufferers are buying allergy medicine. Hopefully.
Gotcha. So now, just a quick refresher for those of you who don't know. Paul had cancer, and he went and moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, where they had the best treatment for him there. And he partook of the best treatment, kicked cancer all over the ring, and just in the nick of time, you got out of Utah right before they locked it down.
Yeah, that is correct. We were here.
Yeah.
And we talked about this, you know, that I live out in the mountains, kind of in a small, tiny community, and they don't have cancer facilities in little, tiny communities. So I had to move. That's just the way it was. I didn't want to, but circumstances being what they were, and the whole time I've been waiting to get back. And we got back, and I am very glad that I did. Very glad.
So in Wyoming, I don't even know what the population is in Wyoming, but I mean, are there any cases of coronavirus there at all?
Oh, yeah, there are some. I think there's it's in the hundreds, something like that. But I don't think there have been any deaths, actually. I could be wrong, but I'm trying not to immerse myself in that constantly. I know here's the psycho crap that we're dealing with right now. Everybody wants to participate. It's almost like this Me Too movement.
Right.
In the county that I live in, they've got this running total of how many coronavirus patients do we have, you know? And they reported it as we had four in the county. I'm like, okay. Well, then you read the story, and you find out that only two of the people who were tested positive actually are in the county and living in the county. And then they clarify, they're like, well, when someone is diagnosed, then it goes by their home of record. Like, what? So one of the people that, I can't think of the second one, but one of the people that was diagnosed was living or working or something in Nebraska and went to a hospital and got diagnosed in Nebraska. But his home of record was here. So they listed him as a case here. And that's the kind of psycho crap that we're seeing all over the country now. It's this Me Too movement. It's this we have to be here too. Somebody who's in the medical profession, who works in a hospital, and you know how HIPAA works. Nobody ever in the hospitals ever want to go on record, but they said that now that the federal government is involved with grant money and emergency funds, they're encouraged to A, diagnose cases, and B, diagnose deaths as corona.
So they're looking for a head count.
Yeah. So some guy's got he's got stage four cancer. He also catches the Wuhan sniffles, you know, the Kung flu, and dies. They're like, oh, well, that was a corona death. Where's our money? But well, yeah, but he had stage four cancer and he was going to die. And yeah, but he had it when he died. Okay. People with, you know, severe pneumonia and bronchitis and breathing problems, they get it and they go in there like he died. I mean, we're in Psychoville. We're about to the point where people are going to get run over by a bus and they're going to test them to see if they have the virus.
Yeah, the governor of Connecticut got out there and got on TV and he's, you know, all solemn. He's like, the first infant under one has died now due to coronavirus. And then some people looked at that and they were like, really? And they found out that the caretaker of that baby, and I don't know how you put these two things in the same sentence, accidentally suffocated the baby. But the baby, like you said, did have coronavirus, so it was a coronavirus death, even though the coronavirus didn't kill the baby. The accident, you know,
died of suffocation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it had the virus when it died, so that's a CV death.
That's right.
We got to bump these numbers up.
Yep.
You know, so it's like the Maymay with what's his face, the Titanic kid. What's the Titanic kid's name?
DiCaprio.
Yeah, that Maymay that's floating on the internet. Like those are amateur numbers. We got to bump these numbers up. Because they're amateur numbers. You can't have that.
Yeah, we can't be messing with that little piddly stuff. Yeah. That part I can sort of get simply because I kind of think some of these people are so scared of it. They're operating in the dark. That part, although the head count part of it is, that's despicable. But the part that's bugging me the most, and I want to talk about that with you because I can't wait to hear your perspective on it. The part that's bothering me the most about this is just the abject fear that most of the people where I live, and I certainly don't live in a metropolitan area, but it's probably not as sparse as where you are in Wyoming. But I mean,
right?
I'd like to know what you saw when you were in Salt Lake City, because I know Salt Lake City they absorbed a whole lot of stuff like right before the coronavirus stuff broke and got really serious. There was an earthquake there, wasn't there?
No, that was after.
After, okay. So they had the coronavirus, then the earthquake. And I want to talk about that when we get back. Tell everybody how they find the things of the student of the gun, the elements of the student of the gun, multi-elemental they are.
Well, you have to go to the World Wide Web, the information superhighway, and while you're there, type in the word student of the gun, and it'll take you to our website, and you can browse from there.
Be sure and go to the Student of the Gun store and say hello to Jared when you're there, too, because Jared likes people coming by the store. Is he still in charge of the store?
Well, no, Zach is.
Well, go say hello to Zach, then. We'll talk about what Jared's in charge of when we get back. We'll be right back. My guest is Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun, who you were living in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is a fairly, I've never been. Is it a fairly good-sized metropolitan area?
Yeah, the thing you have to understand about Salt Lake City is it's in a valley, and the majority of the population of Utah lives in that valley. Now, there are a bunch of little towns or smaller towns like Provo and Ogden and so forth, so it kind of runs all up and down Interstate 15. I think the official population of Salt Lake City is only like 200-some thousand, I believe, but the whole valley has over a million people in it.
Right.
There's a lot of people there.
So sort of a sprawling, sort of a spread out area.
Yeah. The messed up thing is West Coast people, West Coast companies are moving to the Salt Lake Valley, and they're bringing their left coast nonsense mentality with them, and they're ruining the city.
Isn't that always the way it is? Before you moved out of there, how were they taking the coronavirus?
I saw the ramp up panic. You know, first it was the toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and then it started ramping up with canned goods and, you know, that kind of stuff. All the amateur stuff. You live in a hurricane area. I used to live in a hurricane area, and every time there was a hurricane and people were panic buying, we just chose not to participate in the panic because we were already prepared. So it's kind of like the things that amateur people buy when there's, you know, the typical bread and milk thing when there's a snowstorm coming, because apparently you can make milk sandwiches. We got out of there, fortunately, about a month ago, and then slowly, you know, we've been paying attention. My son, you know, Jared, you just mentioned Jared, he still lives over there. What's weird, I don't know if it's weird, is at first the governor's like, we're not telling you, we're advising you. We're going to advise you. And Salt Lake, about 6 weeks ago, maybe even 2 months, the Utah and Salt Lake City, they put out an email to everybody who owned a business advising them that the coronavirus was coming and how to prepare your employees for the possibility that they might have to stay home for 2 weeks. And we actually talked about that on the radio. And then it went from that to the mayor of the city of Salt Lake telling people that they had to. And then it went to shutting down restaurants. And then it went to shutting down, quote unquote, non-essentials and so forth. But of course, you know, we're in a position now where our masters are deciding for us what is essential for us and what is not, which is awful nice.
I think so. I think it was awful nice. The problem
I wasn't sure how to live my life.
Yeah. The problem I have is that they apparently now, and you know, me looking at them, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know the first thing about what they're doing. They're just reacting. And the only way they're reacting, it's almost like they're playing 52 pickup.
Yeah, well, one of our fans, he wrote us a letter, and he said his 9-year-old daughter asked him, he said, do the adults know what they're doing? And he said, why did you ask? He said, because the adults seem like they're changing their minds every day, and that's what people do when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that how old was this one?
9.
9. Well, okay. Maybe we should put them in charge, because it sounds
from
like they figured that part out. But I guess the problem for me is that, just like, this is being run just like gun control. Have you noticed that? Like, the more really restrictive places where they want to, you know, give you a ticket for surfing in the ocean by yourself is leftist. The big gun control regimes and everything else. Are you seeing the pattern?
Oh, absolutely. And what should scare people and what really is a cause for concern is how rapidly that we turned on a dive. You know, we're all the way down to small town mayors, mayors of cities that have 10,000 people are coming out with a, they've discovered this executive order power.
Yeah.
You know, and then they apparently discovered that they can just circumvent the law. I mean, it, we actually did a show about, I guess it was a week or two ago, where we read the Constitution of the state of New Jersey. And what's striking about it is if you read it, you'd think it was Texas. You'd think it was, I mean, Tennessee or some or a, some kind of really hardcore patriotic state, not not New Jersey. What is happening in New Jersey and what the government governor is doing in New Jersey is completely contrary to their very own constitution.
Yeah.
But they can issue executive orders. So
do you think this is, I mean, there, some of these guys are doing this at a very bad time because how many of these guys are going to be up for election in a few months?
I hope most of them. And there needs to be a reckoning. These people need to be held account. They're out of control. Michigan is out of control. We have fans in Michigan that send us, you know, letters and pictures and things like that. That woman is out of control. Deeming vegetable seeds as quote unquote non-essential items, therefore they cannot be sold. Excuse me? Baking powder? Who made you pope? Where did the governor get off deciding how the people could spend their money?
I was about to say, I don't know if the governor would appreciate you questioning where her power comes from.
I know. Her power should be the queen.
Yeah. She might bring the royal scepter down on you and W sirloin of beef or something like that. Cirrhosis of liver or something. I don't know. Tell everybody how to find
you. I don't think they could make it up the mountain.
Tell everybody how to find you.
Studentofthegun.com.
What's the name of the book that you just put out?
Oh, it's called Fighting Solves Everything, quite apropos.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Based upon a fight against cancer, a real fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus are working. The president also says he's been on top of coronavirus from day one.
January 31st, not one person has died, and I issued a travel restriction from China. Think of it. So nobody died, and I issued. You can't get earlier than that. So we have nobody died, and I said, China, you can't come in. I'm sorry. Because I saw what was going on. So then, first mandatory quarantine in more than 50 years, we did. First mandatory in 50 years. The same restrictions that the Democrats and the media called xenophobic.
President Trump also offering his condolences to the South after severe storms ripped through the region. He's also promising FEMA will work with authorities to help everyone clean up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were speaking to Paul Markle from the Student of the Gun, who got out of Salt Lake City just in the nick of time. How bad was the earthquake there?
It was pretty bad. I mean, no one died, but they had some building damage, some structural damage, and so forth. And then they had some aftershocks, which were, you know, people actually felt, which was, and what's ironic about that or interesting to me is a good friend of mine is a prepared individual and he actually does lectures about being a prepared individual. And 2 weeks before he was given a class and he said that the valley, you know, they predicted he'd get a major earthquake every 100 years and they were like 20 years past overdue. He's like Nostradamus for preppers.
Just happened in the middle of this. What is the gun culture like is there a gun culture in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, there is. There's a gun culture in Salt Lake City. There's basically Utah residents, lifelong Utah residents. Unfortunately, it's a metropolitan area, so there aren't the majority of the ranges are indoor ranges. There's several indoor ranges and gun shops that you can go to. If you want to shoot outdoors, you kind of have to travel half hour, 45 minutes or so from there. But yeah, there is a pretty serious gun culture.
Anybody of note besides you that I would know there?
Oh, let me see. Who? Well, there's some there's a bunch of companies in there.
Ops Gear used to be out there. Are they still out there?
I don't know, but I feel like a jerk. Silencer, there's a couple of silencer companies, and Action Targets is out there, and Barnes Bullets is in Utah too.
Okay,
they're actually
outstanding.
Dead Air, I think it's Dead Air silencers, I believe.
Those
in Utah.
Dead Air makes some really. They make some really muzzle devices that will that are just flat fun to photograph. They pop a really fast fireball, and you got to have the right kind of you got to be taking pictures really 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 fast, almost video. But yeah, that stuff's really fun to photograph. But anyway,
in the old days, you just open the shutter and leave it open.
Yeah, but I don't like to do anything easy. That's no fun. That's no fun at all. No fun at all. Anyway, so as we go forward, do you and I've been trying to figure out where I might see civil unrest in all of this in the COVID-19, the great toilet paper panic of 2020, and I've seen it in two places. If all of a sudden, the trucks stopped running for some reason. If the truck drivers just said, okay, it's too dangerous for us. If they started believing the media hype, because I believe a lot of this is media hype. They started believing the media hype that it was too dangerous and they stopped trucking and stopped taking deliveries to places. I could see, because, you know, what, that's going to be like 2 days and then everything's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the rate of everybody buying. I could see that starting it together. Or, If they continue, you know, like Ezekiel Emanuel, who was the Obamacare architect, he got out there and said this could go on for 18 months. Now, do you think that could go on in the United States right now for 18 months and nothing happen in the United States?
No, not without martial law and a whole bunch of deaths. People are going to start running out of money. I mean, right now, people are maxing out credit cards just to pay their electric bills and their rent and buy food and stuff. And I don't give a hoot and a holler about $1,200. That's not going to last 2 months, 3 months. It's not going to last. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the economies that are hardest hit or parts of the economy that are the hardest hit are also the ones that employ people that, like, look at the service industry. You know, right now, anybody who works in the service industry is screwed. In the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, where I used to live, and a place that I really enjoyed, Biloxi, is filled with casinos. Casinos are all closed. The theaters, the event centers, they're all closed. And those people don't have 6 months to a year's worth of income socked away just in the event that they can't go to work. They're out of work. And most of them, you know, like a lot of those people make money on tips. So regardless of their paycheck, they're not getting tips. We've got small businesses that are probably just going to go out and go under. The banks are going to like foreclose on them. And, you know, that's another thing. What are the banks doing? The banks just going to go ahead and start foreclosing on everybody. And I've heard that the government is pressuring banks to loan money to people. So they're loaning money to people that aren't going to have the means and the wherewithal to pay it back, therefore creating another collapse. That's what we had in 2008.
Yep.
2008.
It's become a self-perpetuating thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was engineered by the government, forcing banks to loan money to people that couldn't repay it. And then, they came due, and they're like, oh, what's going on? We've got a crisis. No kidding. We created the crisis.
Right.
And they're creating another one.
I am angry. I mean, I'm looking around here, right? I've been looking at some of the local radio stations that I know people at. And they basically have ground to a halt. Because all these places that depend on local advertising, who's advertising when they're closed?
Right.
I've seen numerous shows get canceled just like, you know, the drop of a hat and all this other stuff. And you're talking about, I mean, how long have you been working on Student of the Gun? How long has that been around? It's been a decade? How
10
long?
Years.
10 years.
10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, mine has been 8. So, I mean, you know, combined, we have 18 years. Now, luckily, because of the industry in which we, I mean, are you having any issues with this right now? I'm sure your people
are. All of our advertisers are national.
Right.
They're national, and the majority of them also are able to do online sales.
Right.
You know, like Brownells and Crossbreed Holsters and all those. They can do online sales. And so, you know, they've made adjustments. And of course, you know, the CV-19 temporarily saved the firearms industry.
Right.
The firearms industry was in a horrible slump. And then all of a sudden everybody went out and bought every gun they could get their hands on. But that's not going to last forever. So I hope they don't spend all that money on coke and hookers.
Yeah, me too. But in any event, right now, people like you and I are probably, and the gun manufacturers and sellers, some of the distributors I've heard are having a little bit of issue. But, I mean, most everybody else, they've got issues. And it's like you said, I mean, we can talk about this when we get back. But, yeah, this is bad. We can't go on with this very much longer. How do they find you at Student of the Gun?
Studentofthegun.com. Yes, indeed.
Yes, check out. Paul has written many, many books, not just his last book about his cancer experience, but many other books as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, and we've been talking about a bunch of various things and everything else. The problem, what do you see is the biggest problem as far as restarting the economy?
The biggest problem restarting the economy is getting the government out of the way. The American people know what to do. And that's always been the problem with the economy in the United States is government interference. They create a problem and they create a solution to the problem that they created and they set themselves up as the solution. And for 3 years, Donald, whether you're a fan of Trump or not, and people who aren't, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a Trump cheerleader, but here's what I know. He knows economics and he turned the economy around. They absolutely turn the economy around. And that's what they hate. That's what the status and the ruling class people hate it because they're never going to run out of money. Someone said to me the other day, they're like, well, don't you think Congress understands that screwing up the economy is going to screw up their tax base and so forth? And I said, you're operating under the illusion that they care. They pay themselves first.
Right.
Yeah, they're never going to run out of money. They pay themselves first. So, yeah, as long as they have their perks and their money, they don't really care. Because at the end of the day, money, it might as well, in the modern world, money might as well be Republic credits from Star Wars. It's this notional thing. The fact of the matter is, your labor is the currency of the government.
Right.
And they've got that, and they own that, and they're proving every day that they own that, your labor. And that is their currency. So, yeah, they don't care.
The other problem is going to be, after you get them out of the way, who's going to be going straight back to work after they've been fired, laid off, whatever? I mean, there's going to be some people that aren't going to be enjoying this. And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be like the economy starts out at 60 miles an hour at from zero immediately. It's going to take a little bit of ramp up. So that's what I mean. That's in radio. That's where I'm hearing the local radio anyway, that's where I'm hearing the biggest apprehension is because they were like, we don't know if it's going to be able to come back fast enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Yeah, and there are going to be some businesses that just that can't. And they've basically been executed. And we talked a little bit off air about, you know, the H1N1. There was 60,000 deaths in the United States from swine flu.
Right.
60,000 and over a million diagnosed cases. We're not even close to that yet. And we didn't shut the economy down and destroy it and put people under quarantine and lockdown during H1N1. We had SARS before, too, if you guys remember SARS. And SARS had like a 1.8%, you know, death rate. And the coronavirus, if you dig into it scientifically, Corona COVID-19 is almost identical to the SARS issue that we were dealing with, 10 years ago or so? I think it was 12. Was it 2012?
2004.
Was it 4? Okay.
Yeah.
I remember. I got my
I think.
And then there's a bird flu and all that.
We've been through lots of pandemics and never done this. That's the point. We've been through lots of pandemics and never done this. And my question right now is why? Why do we do this?
If you want the ugly truth answer, is we're living a fear pandemic right now.
Absolutely.
And people have allowed themselves to bow down. I believe, quite frankly, that the ruling class are enjoying this. Like we talked about during the previous segment, the executive powers that they discovered almost overnight, they've decided that the rule of law no longer matters if they declare an emergency.
Well, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if you saw this, but Steny Hoyer, they're saying the House is not going to come back until after May unless there's an emergency. which I find that to be sort of rich. But, you know, they're not getting...
I hope they're going without pay.
Well, of course not. These are the Pelosians. They're not... You think Nancy Pelosi is going to let her people get out there without pay?
Yeah, they got their money. Like I said, they got their money.
Yeah, you're right. You got that. You nailed that one straight down. So, do you think we might see violence?
At some point, I think it's unavoidable. You can't create a situation where you bankrupt the people. You divide the citizenry between people who want to go to work, people who want to be independent, people who don't want the government to be their daddy. And you've got those who seem to want the government to be their daddy. You've got what I call the Gladys Kravitz syndrome times a million. And if you don't know who Gladys Kravitz is, it's because you're young, you're a millennial, and you need to go ahead and look it up.
Go to TV Land and watch Bewitched.
That's right. Abner. Yep. The neighbors are outside. Call the police. The neighbors are outside and they're lawn. Yep. They're not social distancing.
The quintessential busybody, watching everybody and everything. Turning in everyone, liking nobody.
Yeah. How can I, 1-800 turn in your neighbor?
Yeah.
We're living in Psychoville, and the crazy thing is the warnings have been there. Whether it was Orwell, or whether it was Brave New World, the warnings have been out there for a long time. And everyone's like, that'll never happen in America because we have a constitution.
Yep.
Constitution doesn't matter if you ignore it.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the big issue. And some of these people in some of these locales are they're enjoying this, aren't they? Some of these little sheriff of Nottinghams with their little fifes that, you know.
Yeah, the state police out ticketing people for going to a drive-in church. You know, I was a police officer. You know that, and I was a police officer for almost 20 years. And I got out of it, quite frankly, because you couldn't pay me to be a cop in America today.
Right.
But it troubles me greatly to see how rapidly supposed law enforcement officers turned into public surveillance officers, turned into policy enforcement officers.
Yeah.
We're letting criminals go. We're opening up the jails and freeing the criminals for their own safety, and we're arresting the citizens for paddleboarding or walking in a park in New York or, you know,
surfing.
Where, whatever. Yeah.
Looking at the sunset.
Yeah.
It is bad. I'm just waiting to see if, you know, I'm thinking this is going to be over with before the end of April. If it is not over with before the end of April, I'm very nervous about what comes after that, because then it's going to begin to rapidly deteriorate. It's slowly deteriorating now, but it'll get really bad if we go into May.
What I see is a huge divide in the country, Bill. We've got some governors that are actually, like for instance, Abbott, good governor down in Texas. He's like, okay, it's time to, like, turn it back and start getting back to business. And then you got him, and you contrast him to that psycho chick in Michigan.
Yeah.
Who's going to start arresting people for selling flower seeds and vegetable seeds and all this other nonsense. So, you know,
we're going to have to get together and revisit this in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
Just to see how this goes. We're about to run out of time. Tell them one more time how to find you.
Studentofthegun.com. Bill, can I do one more shameless plug real quick?
Do it.
All right. I do a podcast called Morning Mindset. It's available on iTunes and iHeartRadio and all the other places. And it's positive and productive talk. It's 10 to 15 minutes every morning. You want to start in right now. I think we need more positive and productive talk than any time in the history of our nation.
Very good. Morning Mindset. Very good. Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.